Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Deuteronomy chapter 33 and then verse 7.
Deuteronomy 33 and verse 7.
And this is the blessing of Judah.
Now when Judah in Shira.
Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah.
Untie Judah ene.
And bring him to his people.
Na odene baba nkro fonchen.
Let his hands be sufficient for him.
Moma nsa ensu no.
And be thou an help for him from his enemies.
Na enye ade a ebetumi akoatia natamfo.
And so far we have seen that God's purpose is for all groups of people to witness or to experience his kingdom or his rule or what he has ordained for them.
Na Yesu hu se enipekuo biara onyame wo trimpo kese bi de maom. Na opese nipekuo biara omusu ni omuban se de ete no. Omutuminya bibi sunko a onyame ahisha maom sa.
Every people group is unique.
Na nkrofukuo biara aye nkrofukuo sronko.
And God does not want us to file away our uniqueness. He wants us in our peculiarity to experience his kingdom.
Na onyame mpesa ye sronko ayeye no ye beto akene na mo ye behu ye sronko ayeye no ene ne a ewo ye sronko ye no mu na ye betumi dia ye ni onyame hwehwe se ye beye.
We have noted also that when a people forget God's name, in other words, when God becomes remote to a people, the natural thing is that they stretch their hands to strange gods.
Na ni aye hu bi onu se se onipa re fi ni nyame a wo born na ene na wo pese wo tene ni nsa de kire wo nyame foforo bi.
We have also learned that as a spiritually well-tuned people, the challenge of black people everywhere has been that of idolatry, stretching out our hands to idols or gods.
Na se de wo nyame bo e bibifo ye ye se ode bibiri sronko atu ye mu se ye be som nti e ma de nyina e ya na ye prepare se ye benya bibia si ho a ye de be som.
Following that, we have seen that the solution to idolatry, whether it's physical or mental, whatever form it takes, the solution to idolatry lies with our own people when we listen to the kingdom messages that God has raised or will raise from among us.
Na nyaya ti asie bio nso ne se se de wonyame aboye sronko na enu ti de nyina ye bepesa ye besom no se ye honi esi ho aye sum o se ye bibia wo ye adwene mu aye de sum o onyame akire ye kwan aye befa so ye yi ye ho afisa abosonsom no aba ne kwan no mu fani se wo bia be tangana na wo sori anopa wa ba pasafi o pasafi mam tangana on fa ma wa odebe ma.
So there are some societies that have gone to into, they have become so practical and real that they have gone into humanism where they do not believe in God anymore because everything they want, a rich person can provide it. So what is the place of God? God is redundant. What is the place of the Bible? Without reading the Bible, we can just get the things that we are looking for. So you can get so practical that God does not matter to you anymore. God is totally replaced.
Na ye do pempen so bia esa sa ade aye hwehwe bia ye nsa kanti ye refi onyame esa sa wu bia wanu ani na de kora ne ba eti onyame na wo kɔ bɔ ne mpa ye bible wo kɔ fa kwantententi be bɔ mpa ye ansa wanya ade na wai wo bre wo bisa wo sisi a wo nsa beka na mo nyame entumi nya ekwan bia ra wo ya bra bɔ no mu bia.
So now people even look down on the role of God in our society. When you talk about let us pray for our nations, prayer for what? Prayer for what? God for what? Let's get practical. Let's go to China. Let's go here. Let's go here. Let's go get it. What is the place of the Bible? What is the place of faith in God?
Enipa de na dwia ye bibia ma ne nyame po yemfa ne nyahwe ne po wa ka kire obi se o mama ya mpa ye mo nyame masade enye ye ose hu jajajajajai kwa China kwa hwe wobetumi aye kwa America hwe beye ye onyame ban bio e di bible e di bible wobia wanu ani na de ne etie yi nyame afi bibiara mu ba bi de wose wo bompa ye mpa ansa na wadidi wukata wani ana obi si hwe ne obi kire ye yi nyame afi ana sisi ade ye di yankasa.
And people say if you go to Japan they don't pray, yet they are prospering. If you go to China they don't pray, yet they are prospering. So you want to follow them.
Ebinom si ho wo kwa Japan awo mo ni mpa ebo omo mo mpa yi o enso ni o ma kwa ye ma wo wo kwa China he ye a mpa ebo bi ani ho enso ni o ma kwa ye ma wo be se odi o mwachi kwa.
We are overcoming idolatry.
Na ye din kunim ewa bosunsum so.
Nothing will be put before the Lord.
Adebe biara ni wa ye debetumi asi wonyame anim.
We are not going to follow mammonized men.
Who
can provide practically what you are looking for without considering God.
Na nya dia ye ba bedi enipe tumi jina ho eyi nyo mama momo beda ni omuhunyame na mom ye be kosora mayensa so akire wonyame.
This is the most important part of your faith life. The component of your faith, the inner one, is seeking God, and the devil will go in there like a river will enter your bean seed and go and eat inside. So your faith doesn't work anymore. Your faith life is messed up. It's no more viable. You put it in the ground and your faith doesn't work. You pray out, the thing doesn't work. Maybe you are seeking for things from God instead of seeking God.
Yes.
When you seek him, he says your heavenly father knows that you have need of all these things. He knows it. But he says that when you seek him, he is going to reward you.
Hallelujah. Now I say, Obrunsam, the essence of him say, Ujidia wa nyaminu, ebetumi abie kwa bebre amounti, enuno bedi, obeti se bins, wan bebi ya tuntumunu ya ene nine tumififile, hono wako, nu akori, emuwa tuntumunu mwa bins, enuyo Obrunsamu, tuntumium, na wakori bins nenino, ama bins ne wawo se duyaba bins, insuwe nye duyaba, sase, woyi nyamine wamine fiyo, ena odini pesi wo, ube bompa ye sedeng, ube kanchim sedeng, akan baburi sedeng, ube se duyaba nentumini, esanse, enya dia wushuche wo nyami wa ujidi ya kwentu enumu, nemu ushuche bibi, efyo nyami, ose, sani omana wuhiani nina wani mse wuhia, nemu kwa sisa ube shusho onuanka sano, wahia unsanka.
The second component of your faith life is faith in yourself. The devil can choose to attack that one. There are some people who have faith in themselves. And some people too do not have faith in themselves. Faith in yourself is not a substitute for faith in God. It is a component of faith in God. In other words, before you can believe God for something, you must believe that you deserve it in Christ.
Amen. And sana ube tumie nye jidie ewo nyamimu se sadie we uhiano. Ewo so wankasa ujidi se sadie we ewo se binya na menya wa Christ mu.
Because if you are believing God for a vehicle,
na se ujio nyamie di for car,
and you don't believe that you deserve the vehicle in Christ, you cannot believe for it.
Na wadju nyo se ude ya car dia suma. Na wamusu si nyamema uka ubede nye kai.
So there are some people, their faith is not working because they don't believe in themselves that in Christ Jesus, they are deserving of all of the beautiful things of life, of all of the good things of life. It's not that they don't have faith in God, they don't have the inner component to, they have it, but they put themselves so down that they cannot reach out. The faith is no more viable, although they see God. But they don't have faith in themselves. Jesus put it this way, that they don't have root in themselves. So, after a while, when the international prayers are bearing and the sun is rising, by and by, because they don't have root in themselves, they abandon their faith. They abandon the word of God.
Nebino buo mwa bo fia kosi se adia onim se ayama numpobia na pasebo pichi or si I see you in a new car on come da. Esa so hweni fie pa or the car siwa aseme besina nye me mbu mwa bo mfia I see you in a new car, not to no one to grab. I must say, Yami, I said, Chidia, one Yami Munti. I see you in your new car, only so fear, new car, call a baby coon. Mamma, and no how. Na Jidia, na Chia, dear no, now Benson Yami Bama, with Jidia now, a woman, and a woman, a Bama, a dear ocean,
sir. You know what we are doing? We are perfecting that which is lacking in our faith.
Na dear, ya, ya, understand, ya, ya, sure, ya, Jidia, mono, ya, shanema.
When the devil has the seed eater, now the Bible says the bird, you sow the seed, the bird comes and pick it. And he chops it.
Na eno na wotie nia ogu asew no asem na wo se om ogu otu aba no anuma bi babe yi bi na owee.
If this component, this faith in yourself is destroyed, the communication of your faith in God will not be effective. It will not be viable. Philemon says.
Merci. Na se sa jide wo se wunya ma wo ho no. Se wo anya dia. Ene wo tumi ni sa jide na wo wonya memu no anya nkita ho die biara.
When Jesus was going, he was always talking to the disciples that look, the Father loves you and I want you to have faith in your own prayers.
Na Yesu tama ni na suya fwa nuko nyina wasi she onyame domo ankasa na mwenye chidi wa mwamu paya mubonumu.
There are some people, they have faith in other people's prayers, especially if those people are white or they attended Bible school in America.
Na ebinumu ni chidi wa mwamu paya mu na mwamu obroni bejina haba mpaya wanti ya siyempua enyo obroni awa obone die enye wajia tuba na po so fwa ni sivinu attended Bible school at America. Not just on any pie bonu soon soon kesie etayetri.
But when they shoot minus this American man, if they should pray for the same thing, they don't have faith in their prayers.
Na se sanipa wofia brochi wo bom paye na se enya sanipa ne na bo no no na bo dia onya chise broni no boma no.
So Jesus was always saying that, look, I don't need to pray for you. I want you to know that the Father himself loves you. And in that time, I'm not going to pray for you. He was talking about the times that we are living in. Yeah. He says, I want you to have faith in your prayers. Because before then, the apostles, they believed when Jesus Christ prayed. Because they believed that, oh, as for Jesus, when he prays, God will do it. But as for them, they cannot do it. So Jesus was telling them, that component has to be restored.
Yeah.
Know that the Father loves you. I do not have to be with you. I do not have to pray for you. The Father loves you. And when you pray in my name, believe your prayers, it will work. That's what he was teaching the apostles.
Nana Yesu ochre na su afone se omonya jide wo mesansa no omo jide wo Yesu mpa ye no se Yesu bo mpa ye a onyame betie eno tina Yesu se wo mu kran se musu munya jide wo mu onyakopon dom se mo bo mpa ye no wo midimu a ene na ono onyame ne be ye no kasa fa samre ye a wo ni ye ho ye a e wo se ye jina jide mu bo mpa ye e wo ni dinim yi.
In the Bible, Jesus Christ commended only one person in Israel as having great faith, and another person outside of Israel as having great faith, the Canaanite woman and the centurion. Matthew chapter 8.
Na Yesu wachira yankrofo mienu a omu wachidie kesie eni Canaanite mameno eni papa na no yodifuwa na watumi suma koba na onya jidie wo Yesu.
How come the centurion, the faith of the centurion was commended by Jesus that this is a viable faith, and Jesus said that this is the kind of faith that makes you enter into the kingdom.
Na ebane se na Yesu ka se sa papa we jide ni ejide sronko a etumi pia ma okwa henie no mu.
Do you know the faith of the centurion?
Na sa papa no na ni jide wunima.
He believed in himself.
O jini ho anka se di.
In essence, he was telling Jesus Christ that I am unworthy compared to you. But even me, an unworthy person, when I say to somebody, go, he goes. When I say to another person, come, he comes. How much more you, who is more worthy?
Hallelujah.
Just speak the word.
Hallelujah.
And my servant shall be healed. He believes in himself.
Yes.
And he said, even me, I believe in my, you can do better. And Jesus said, I haven't seen such a faith before.
Yeah.
This is one that the component of belief in yourself is intact. He said, I am unworthy that you should come to my roof.
But I am a man under authority.
Yeah.
I say to one, go, he goes. I say to another, come, he comes. I believe in myself, although I'm not worthy. How much more you? Just speak the word, it will happen.
Hallelujah. Jesus was shocked.
He says, aha. Only one person, when he came in Israel, of all his life, he said he had great faith. It was because the man had this component, belief in self. There are some people who believe in themselves. I'm talking about some people group who believe in themselves. It started from their infancy. They don't have that component of their faith attacked. Now we are here wanting to stretch out our hands and look up to God in faith, and we feel we are so unworthy that nothing. But I'm telling you,
yes,
that you must believe in yourself in Christ. So that you know that in Jesus you are worthy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you have that faith, that component restored. It makes your faith viable. It makes it work. Yeah. It doesn't mean that then you are believing in yourself. No, no, no. It's a component of faith that Jesus said must be intact. Have faith in your faith. Have faith in your prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen. Na niaye kako sini se sa pape yobia no wotumi ankasa na momo hu se Yesu ye wo sokra se no se Yesu ada na pese wo ba mi fiansa na wa besa ma bofra yare me kura mi jina hei me kura mpo se me ka chiro bi so nkwa onko me ka chiro bi se omra omra ene ti bia wono na kasa keke na nia wo beka na bebem na we eye Yesu hu ye esa so hu se woni anu wo jidie woni mu na owo jidie so wo asema Yesu beka keke enye so betu na moden nsa akwakoka no na okira kosi se e wo se yenya jidie wo ye pa igbo mu yenya jidie wo ye mu se ye ye adefo wo Christ mu na se ye bisa onyame bibiera wo Yesu di mu a ono onyame ne beye yenya sa jidie no na ye hu se ye yo dame ma.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Actually, if you don't have faith in yourself and in your faith, you can't have faith in God because you don't know what it is. You don't know it.
Se woni jidi wo mu a enye wonto ni nya jidi wo nyame mu sasa ya ka se jidi a wo kra wonte ase.
Hallelujah.
Merci.
There's always a benchmark.
Na bibia ye wo ba bi ha ye disi.
Wow. The final component of your faith, I'll just talk about it just a little, is to have faith in those immediately around you. The devil can also attack this part of it.
Yeah.
You see, this part of your faith life where those immediately around you, you don't believe them. But you believe those who are far from you. What kind of faith is that?
Na obunsam so betumi asan wi asa gidie we se wonu ma ben wonu wonyi omuni na ma won mu echirechirechire na wuji omudi.
So Jesus gave a story in the book of Luke chapter 16. He said that, look, there was this rich man who told the father of faith, Abraham, that if somebody rises from the dead and goes to his five brothers and preach, because they rose from the dead, came for a faraway place with a supernatural, they will believe. And you know what the father of faith told this rich man? It's a true story. Jesus told. What Abraham, the father of faith, told this rich man is that, look, that's not how faith is. You think that if they don't believe Moses and the prophets who are now preaching to them, you think an outsider will come, they will have faith. He said, even if somebody comes from the dead to your brothers, they will not believe. If they don't believe those immediately around them. Jesus was saying what? Have faith in those around you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because whatever thing God wants to do, he's going to use them.
Yeah. na ya kenkan eya Abraham nkita hundi ano ni oskenini dina oskenini si oh papa Abraham misre opi ma obinya ni fie wufum no nkoka nkyre menkrofo se hell hershi na mom se wo mo 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 asase so no mo ben wo mo na akasa wo mo nte papa Abraham ka kire ne se jidie ye tu ni sa na mo no mo mo ben wo mo na aka no mo nte a minyane obi pofie wufum no kwa kwa kire wo mo so a mo nte esa so mo mo ben wo mo kasa mo nte.
The second way we stretch our hands to God. The second meaning of stretching our hands to God is to praise Him.
Na ekwan bio a yebetumi anankira se bio ma wo ho se yebetene yensa dia kire wo nyame ani se yebeyi na ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 50 verse 23.
Enyuma dionum.
Black people are a praising people.
Na ebi before yan krofo omutumi tuntum.
Just as we are people rich in faith, we are rich in praises unto God.
Now say ye wo jidie srunku ewo ye wo achedie se jidie wo ye mu no sara so ne etume etuntum onyame.
Praise and music is built into every black person.
Now obibini biara enyum ene asade onimye.
We may not be good actors, but we can sing and we can dance well.
Na ebi aye to me eh act papa de na mo me ba na sane nwum de a ye de no no.
So God wants us that we would stretch out our hands to Him. It means that He wants us to praise Him.
Na so wonyame ka se ye betene yensa adiama na na wo hwehwe se ye besum no ye betrontrom no.
If you look at the book of Psalm 50 verse
23,
the Bible says that he that offered praise glorifies me. And the word, the Hebrew word translated praise there is the word todah. Todah means to stretch your hand, to extend your hand to God.
Na toda wo Greek kasa muni chese ubetsina wonsa edia chile wenyame.
Says that the person who stretches out his hands unto me is glorifying me.
Wenyame si niya wabetsina ninsa dia chile menu na wo oyima ye wotuntumi.
I want us to look at the second part of that verse.
Na mepese ye kenkan sa ase munu
mi. It says, and to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation. In the Hebrew is the word Yesha. I will show the liberty, the prosperity, and the deliverance of God.
Wase niya wabeye niye nuso. Obe ma wanya nefa hundie. Na obe huse onyami enjinu efidio mebimu.
I want us to look at the second part because there is a trick with that interpretation.
Na mipese yeti asie
ye. Or translation. Says that to him who orders his conduct aright. The old editions of this translation reads like this: to him who makes that is praises, to him who makes praises his custom, his way of life. I will show the salvation of the Lord. So God is not just talking about somebody who praises Him once. He says that the people who are going to experience my prosperity, my deliverance, my liberty, they are the people who have made praises, stretching out their hands to God, a custom, their conduct.
Ose niya wabe jenu, niya wabe ma wedi ye, niya wabe ma ninyo ma akwe yenu yobia. Dan yina o yini sadi chile rade echontum no.
You know, one of the things that we need to repair about our praises so that it becomes a custom, I will show you.
Na amuni mkwaya yebe tumi ama ya ye yenu aya diye beye ye da da brabana.
The issue with our praises as people of color is that we praise God a lot, but we never praise anybody else, especially ourselves.
Na ne woman se bibi man ye yi wonyame aye pa na mo ya ye ho de ye yi ye ho aye.
If you compliment God, God, you are holy, you are wonderful, you are beautiful.
Yeah.
What about your brother walking by?
Can you compliment him and say that you are holy, you are beautiful, you are looking nice, you can do this thing so well? You know, praises is a one-off thing that we do when we come to church. It is not a custom. It is not our way of life. Because we do not praise ourselves, we do not encourage ourselves, we do not promote ourselves, we minimize ourselves, we talk down at ourselves, we don't encourage anybody, we only praise God.
Merci. Now, the woman said, "Yet to me, my ye, dada, brabo, son, say, ye, who ye, nia, ye, bona bonfia, what to make us all mini of toko kind, oh, why a fair, adia, who ye, dear, be ye, debi, nemoca, sada, near ba, near my and sasso, when ya me way a cassia, I ye, nia, ya would ya, when you know what your baby are new, ya yanum pamba, coupe, nesan, say, and ye, ya dada, dia, ye, 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 niampo, ye, to me, trumno.
Anybody who loves God must love his fellow also. Anybody who praises God must praise his fellow also. Anybody who exalts God must exalt his brother also. Then the thing is a conduct. Then the thing is a way of life.
Yeah.
And when you do that as a conduct, he says that I am going to show you the prosperity of the Lord. Because you encourage people when they are preaching. You encourage them when they are doing anything. You encourage your children. You encourage your fellow black people everywhere. You do not minimize ourselves. We exalt ourselves. And because of that, it is a custom. It is a way of life. It is not something that we do once when we go down on our knees. It is a way of life. And because of that, God blesses us and he sends the wonderful things because we encourage one another.
Na wo hwehwe se saa ye ye na ye dima wo nyame da kwasi ada no e wo se ye ade ye ya bra bo se ye ade a ye tumi ye nua ye se o me nua kwasi na be ye ye me nua onyame ene obeye onyame baboa we be ye ye dina wo nan so na ye ye da da de na mo ye kwaka se wo de wo kwa na onu me ye ye na ye hwe e de na wu ye e de be na wu ye na ye be ye ye nua no ma ye na ye encourage on ye bo mama ma ye ade ni ye dia e be ye Yesu eno ti e ba so adam ni etuntum onyame a e Yesu ban na no mu no onyame sese ye ne sade a obema ne kwangie obema ne aye hwehwe ne benya safa hudie no na yetumi anya de aye hwehwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 21
mebusam ti dunsun chiche mu adue no ba.
The secret about praise is that it refines you.
Na adia eye ewa ye ye mu ne se e ma wo ye nipa sronko esiesie.
When you praise somebody, it makes a person better. It makes a person do better. He rises up to his praises.
Yeah. Na se wo ye obi adan yin na wo hye microphone cry wo ma wo ma wo kan kra hye sam kire wo ma etumi ma mo effect bia e wo form kra etokoso wo ensam a wo ka kire wo mu nti.
The more we praise people, the more people live up to that praises.
Na dan yin na ye kan sam pa kire nipa no wo be so nua na na bra bo e yesa.
The more we praise God, the more God lives up to that praises.
Na dan yin na ma ye suma tuntum onyame no na onyame ye.
So Proverbs chapter 27 verse 21, the Bible says that the refining pot is for silver.
Now we say nia ya crown nia yesiesie no eye silver.
And the furnace is for gold. In other words, the refining pot, it purifies silver. And then the furnace, it purifies gold. And the Bible says that so is a man to his praises. In other words, when you praise, it refines the person.
Yeah.
It takes the impurities out. It brings out the best in the person.
Yeah. Now near patchan se wa aye ye mono esiesie oniano esiesie nipa no ma de bibiara woni mu no epieba.
So we must learn to encourage ourselves.
It was say yesu say ye be say ye hu ye hu nkran.
And to praise ourselves.
Na ye be ye ho aye.
If you don't praise yourself, nobody will do it.
If you do not praise your product, Africa, nobody will do it. Let us not praise God and leave our product out. Let us not praise God and not encourage our manufacturers and industrialists and our pastors and our children and our congregation. Let us not do that. Let us not be people who major in the fault finding.
Na maya nkoye nkrofo a den nyina ye be hwehwe bone won krofo ho ne aka.
If we do not praise our country, nobody will praise our country.
Na se omanya ye wo mu isen anka ho asempa, obiere ne ho obetun abeka ho asempa maye.
Jesus was always praising people.
Na Yesu na den nyina wo yi krofo aye.
Even when they are not doing well, he will come to them and tell them, "I know your works."
Says,
"I know you are good in this, you are good in that, you are good in that." He has a problem with them all. But look at the way Jesus Christ addressed after his resurrection, the way he talks to his children. He praises them and he says, "But I have something against you." That's the way out.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.